Could you just talk about Jerod Mayo and assess the job he's done for you in his rookie season to this point?
Well, I think he's coming along. You know, he's still got a ways to go, and he knows that. But he's progressed. Pretty much every game. I mean, the guy works real hard in the classroom as well as on the field, and that's really what you ask of those guys. And I'd say he's progressed, well. You know, he knows there's things he'd like to do better, and we'd like to have him do better, and he'll keep working at them, and he'll do them better. But at the same time, for a rookie, grasping all the things that we try to do, I think he's done a good job, and he's continuing to improve.
In the last game, it seemed like in pass coverage, the opposing tight ends had some success, and I'm just curious your thoughts as to why those tight ends seemed like, to the layman, to be a little bit of a problem.
Well, there was a couple of times they really shouldn't have been a problem, particularly the 3rd and 15 there at the end of the game. We actually blew a coverage, and really shouldn't have been as big a problem as we presented it. It wasn't so much them presenting the problem as we presented the problem to ourselves. So, and that was the case in a couple of them. I think we didn't play good enough technique on one of them that I can remember particularly, and then on the last one, we just didn't do a very good job in the coverage. We actually blew the coverage, and that's our fault. I give their tight ends credit, and he does a nice job, and Keller does he's a good tight end, but, we got to do a better job.
Dean, when you look back at that first Miami game and some of the struggles you had, how much of it do you feel was Miami having the element of surprise, and how much of it was you guys just not executing? I seem to remember you thinking that, or mentioning that missed tackles were a big part of some of the Wildcat success they had.
Yeah, it's actually both. When you look back at the film, I think they did a good job of coming in with a scheme that, nobody had really kind of seen or prepared for and caught us a little bit. To them, I give a lot of credit to them to do that. And obviously, it's been a problem for a lot of teams with them that they played after us that did have a chance to look at it. So it's a good scheme, and they do a good job of scheming a lot of things up, not only just the Wildcat, but the way they utilize their personnel and the players that they have. They got good football players. All the running backs are good. The receivers are good. Pennington does a great job at quarterback. They're a very, very talented group. At the same time, we have to do a better job of tackling because there were some plays in there that we had the play made, and we just didn't tackle. We didn't tackle very well. So it's a combination of both of those things.
When they run the Wildcat, where do they tend to get their yardage? Is it inside the tackles? They hurt you guys up the middle a little bit with that. Has it been that way since, or do they get outside more? Is there any pattern?
Oh, they're very balanced. They take the ball outside just as much as they take it inside on that. They hit a couple of big pass plays off of it. So, to me, it's not any different. I don't want to say this in the right way, but basically most teams and most formations and most personnel groups, they've got a package where they can run it inside, run it outside, and then either play action or get a pass off of it. Well, their Wildcat formation is really the same way. It's not something where, we're lining up and you can guarantee that the ball is going to be run between the tackles or it's going to be guaranteed that it's run outside. You can't guarantee anything. You don't know where the ball is going to go on it or if they're even going to run the ball. They have shown a couple of passes off of it, enough to keep you very honest. So I don't think there's it. I think they're very balanced on running it inside and outside.
How much of the challenge of that formation is simply the fact that they're going to have an extra blocker when the ball is being snapped right to the hands of the runner?
Well, it's the same way as in college. The ride and decide series and that whole thing that's really kind of taken off in college football, that's the whole idea, is you got a quarterback that can run the ball, and he's an extra guy that's really, you don't want to count for him being the runner. You kind of take him out of the equation and just handing the ball off, and then there's one lead blocker. Well, now there's two lead blockers. So, you just got to do a good job of being sound and guys reading their keys and doing a good job. And then when you have a chance to tackle the guy, you got to tackle the guy. So, because to me, that's as big a part of the problem in facing Miami is not only just the Wildcat and that kind of stuff, it's the guys that are running the ball. It's Ronnie Brown, it's Ricky, it's Patrick, it's all those guys that are handling the ball are also very talented runners.
Dean, last year you were playing a lot, most of your games with a significant lead, and you had a little bit more of a veteran presence on defense. This year, that's not so much the case as far as the lead goes, and you also have a few more rookies seeing a lot more playing time. Have either of those two factors changed the way you call a game?
Oh, I know, you know, maybe a little bit in the standpoint last year if you got up by 30-some points or something, maybe, but not really overall. I mean, you really kind of go in with a game plan that you want to play on defense, and you're really gearing it more towards what the other team does. What happens is maybe last year if you got a big lead, you knew that the normal game plan that another team had, if all of a sudden you find yourself down by 28 points, you know you're going to have to start throwing the ball. You're not going to be able to hand it off and run the ball every down. So it may change how you call the game in that now you know they're going to throw the ball a heck of a lot more than they would had the game been tight. But you really kind of go in with a call sheet and a game plan that you're going to call, and unless the game really gets out of hand, you're going to stick to that until you have to change it.
You mentioned Mayo earlier in this call. Overall, with the number of rookies you have, are you impressed with the contributions they've made?
I think they're working hard. Yeah, I mean, being impressed is such a tough word to use. I don't know. You know, I think they're all working very, very hard, just as the veterans are. We're all trying to get better and improve, and we certainly need to do that. There's certainly a lot of areas that we need to get improvement in. And I think they're all working towards that means. There's sometimes I'm very impressed with them, and sometimes I'm not impressed with them, just like I am with myself or with some of the veterans or with all of us. So we're just all trying to get better, and I think they're working real hard. I'll tell you that they're giving it what they got.
Did you assess how the defensive line played without Ty Warren in there against the Jets?
You know, certainly you miss Ty. You miss any player when they're out, especially a starter. You know, I thought overall, I thought they hung in there pretty good. You know, we had our moments again. I don't think anybody walked out of that game on defense thinking that they played a great game, whether it be the front, secondary, or the linebackers. There were always things that we can improve on. And you know, we could have done a little better job of getting them into a little longer yardage on some of those third downs instead of the more manageable third downs that we had. But I think, you know, overall, guys tried to fit in there. And, you know, we've got five or six guys that they end up playing a lot anyhow, whether Ty's there or not. So they're all getting a lot of playing time.
Take two final questions.
Dean, how much of a toll have the injuries taken this year overall?
Well, certainly it hurts. Certainly doesn't help, but it's, you know, what are you gonna say? There's nothing we can do about it. It's like we've always talked about. If somebody else goes down, it's an opportunity for somebody else to play. We've had injuries in the past. I remember in 04, I think we lost both corners and, you know, went on to win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, everybody's got them. I look around the league and I hear everybody when I watch the other games and hear the commentators and hear who's out. I mean, everybody's got them. And it takes a toll on everybody, but it's not just us. You know, we just we got to make it happen. And it's just other guys get opportunities, and they got to do a job and step up, and we got to do a job as coaching staff and step up and get them to play and take the place of the guy that's out. So, but, you know, nobody wants to lose these guys, but unfortunately it's a fact of football.
Your final question?
Dean, one last Wildcat question. When teams run the option in the NFL, which is rare, it might work for a play and then it doesn't work anymore. Why is this different from the option? Why does this work more?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question. I want to answer, yeah, but I want to make sure I get the question right.
Okay, well normally, you know, you have the college option, and every once in a while teams will break out a play like that. I seem to remember the Jets hit you with it once a year or two ago, and it worked, and then they tried it again, and it, you know, went for negative yardage.
Right.
Why is it that this play, this Wildcat formation, which seems to have elements of the college option, has worked consistently?
Well, I think one of the reasons why it's worked a little better is that they really have not been that many option pitch plays off of it. I mean, it's not where one guy's got the quarterback, one guy's got the pitch like in college. The fact of it is most of this Wildcat has worked because that's a running back running the ball who's usually a pretty good load and knows how to run as opposed to a pro quarterback who nobody wants to lose that guy. So if they run an option, the ball's probably going to get pitched after about one step so they don't get hit. In college, it's a little different because really most of the college quarterbacks that run this kind of offense, they are running backs. They just can throw probably a little better, but they really are running backs. So generally in the pros, if it happens to you once, you kind of get surprised by it. The second time, I think they know that you're going to hit that quarterback and you're going to hit him pretty good. So they're not going to do it with the quarterbacks. And the truth of it is most of the running backs don't have time to practice how to pitch a ball and option football very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.